The 2005 Nobel Peace Prize was announced this morning in Oslo, Norway.
The Norwegian Nobel Committee has decided that the Nobel Peace Prize for 2005 is to be shared in two equal parts between the International Atomic Energy Agency and its Director General, Mohamed El-Baradei.
Nearly 200 individuals and organizations were nominated for this year's prize. NPR's Jackie Northam is in London and followed the announcement of this year's winners. Hello.
Good morning, Renee.
Jackie, we've been seeing Mohamed El-Baradei and the International Atomic Energy Agency in the news for years, much of it in the hunt for weapons in Iraq before the war. Tell us more about the organization and the man.
Well, Mohamed El-Baradei, he's an Egyptian. He was born in Cairo 63 years ago. At one time, Renee, he was a lawyer and then a diplomat. And for the past 12 years, he's been with the IAEA, the co-recipient of the award. He's been the general director, or the director general now, for 8 years. And it's not often, Renee, that the Nobel Prize is given out to both a person and an organization in the same year. It's only happened a couple times in the past. But the Nobel Committee said it awarded this prize to the two of them in recognition of their work, the efforts they've made so far to prevent nuclear energy from being used for military purposes and instead trying to use it for peaceful purposes. And the committee said that, you know, at a time when the threat of nuclear arms is rising, this has to be met with international cooperation. And they made it clear that Baradei and the IAEA are the two things that can help do this. I have to say, though, Renee, both Baradei and the IAEA have had limited success in dealing with countries like Iran or North Korea, or even from convincing the U.S. that Iraq had no weapons of mass destruction before the U.S. went into Iraq a few years ago.
Well, the Nobel Committee chairman also made it clear that the award was not meant as a criticism of Washington, but the U.S. certainly has been at odds with El-Baradei on the Iraq issue.
Well, certainly, that's right. And in the beginning, initially, El-Baradei was a favorite of the United States. It helped put him into the position that he was in. But in the lead-up to the Iraq invasion, El-Baradei simply refused to confirm allegations by the White House that Saddam Hussein had rebuilt his nuclear weapons. And in fact, on the day that the U.S. invaded Iraq, El-Baradei called it the saddest day of his life. After he refused to confirm those allegations, so the U.S. launched a very aggressive campaign to get rid of him, to just dethrone him from the position that he was in. They isolated him. He didn't receive any intelligence. But in the end, it didn't work. And the IAEA voted him in again unanimously into that position. So, and that's where he remains today.
Now, the winners will share the $1.3 million prize for the Peace Prize. What next for El-Baradei and the IAEA?
Well, they've got all the accolades now. They've got a lot of support and certainly some money, as you said. But there's still a huge agenda that they face. There's Iran. There's efforts there to establish whether that country has a secret nuclear weapons program. Ongoing concern about North Korea. A few years ago, El-Baradei accused that country of nuclear brinkmanship. And there's a threat of nuclear weapons falling into the hands of terrorists, which is something that the committee brought up today. So there's, as I said, a huge agenda. And but they've got support and money now to help get through.
Jackie, thanks. NPR's Jackie Northam speaking from London. And you can read about all of this year's Nobel winners at our website, npr.org. ¶¶